People came from everywhere to see Padre Pio, but almost no one realized what it cost him just to stand before them. Today's story brings you behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. A few days ago, the church celebrated the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua, and I came across a short, almost hidden story that draws you right into the daily life of Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo, with a small, unexpected reference to Saint Anthony himself. So I thought I would share it with you today. The story comes from the pages of Padre Pio, Stories and Memories by John McCaffrey. Listen to this. There were mornings, McCaffrey writes, when on arriving at San Giovanni and seeing Padre Pio come out to say Mass, he would say to himself, "I've got here just in time. He's about to die." Padre Pio would look deathly pale, barely able to drag himself along. This was one of those really bad mornings. It had become customary that on Sundays, especially when large numbers of pilgrims were present, Padre Pio would appear at the choir window at midday, bless the crowd gathered in the piazza below, and pray the Angelus with them. On this particular Sunday, there were more than 50 busloads of people, not to mention all those who had come by car, taxi, and on foot. The piazza was packed and colorful in the sunshine, and from it rose a great swelling murmur of expectancy. Imagine being in that crowd, all eyes fixed on that one window. Inside the church, Padre Pio entered the choir, supported by his close companion, Father Eusebio Note, whom he loved as Christ loved Saint John. Padre Pio was clearly in great pain, barely able to walk. His face was ashen. Father Eusebio, though visibly concerned, continued speaking to him in a gentle, cheerful way, trying to lift his spirits as he helped him along. Usually, he could arouse him to a smile as no one else could. But not this time, for who knows what reason, Padre Pio was plunged into the depths. And perhaps some of you understand moments like these more than others, carrying struggles quietly, feeling exhausted in ways no one around you fully sees. One of the beautiful things about this community is knowing that we pray for one another and place these burdens under Padre Pio's spiritual care together. If you ever feel drawn to become more deeply part of that prayer family, you can learn more through the link below. Back in the choir, Father Eusebio kept up his quiet, brisk flow of remarks and began helping him into his surplice. In doing so, he ruffled Padre Pio's hair. As Padre Pio began to move slowly and painfully toward the window, Father Eusebio suddenly exclaimed, "No, not yet, just a moment." He reached into the pocket of his habit and pulled out a small comb. Poor Padre Pio stood there like a child while his hair was adjusted. When he finished, Father Eusebio stepped back with a great affectionate smile and said, "On you go now, Padre. You're the image of Saint Anthony." And for the first time that morning, Padre Pio reacts. He gave one of those spontaneous, subdued snorts of laughter at such cheek. Then he braced himself and went forward to embrace the waiting crowd with that warm fatherly blessing which each person accepted as though given individually to himself or herself, as indeed it was. Even in terrible physical suffering, Padre Pio still found the strength to smile, bless, and give himself completely to the people waiting below. And with that, our story concludes. Now, this little moment and Father Eusebio's remark reminded me of a video I did last year on the feast day of Saint Anthony. In that video, I mentioned how Saint Anthony is often portrayed as a sweet, rosy-cheeked man. He gives off a kind of calm, perhaps even soft nature. But he was, in fact, quite the opposite. If you haven't seen that video yet, you can find a link in the description below. It just might make you see Saint Anthony in a new light. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If this story touched your heart, please subscribe and continue journeying with us through the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio. And if you feel called to become part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find a link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you.